This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are starting out devoting the first two segments to Glenn Downs. Glenn is our Washington, D.C. insider, been on the Hill for an awful lot of years. He is currently the chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones, who I think is the most sensible politician on a national level that we have, certainly at least right now. We're going to talk almost this entire first hour about what's going on in the United States politically. Obviously, we have to start out with the situation that occurred yesterday that, as the Drudge Report said, the Republicans got whipped. And I would have to say that they did get whipped. And I'm not saying rightly or wrongly, but it did happen. We're going to get a whole lot of opinions here on this show on the situation with the amnesty by executive order. Glenn, I don't know. I believe I understand why he did it, but I got to tell you, it doesn't feel right to me.
Well, it doesn't feel right because it isn't right, Al. Even if you think increased liberalization of immigration laws is the order, or even if you think we need to do something to regularize people who have been in this country a long time and sort of difficult family circumstances and all of that, we have in this country, obviously, allegedly, a rule of law, not the rule of men. There's a constitutional procedure, and Congress, explicitly in the Constitution, is the body that is supposed to, under the Constitution, control the naturalization laws of this country. That's an enumerated power within the Constitution, and Mr. Obama and the people who support his position were upset that Congress wouldn't do what they wanted to do. He said, we've waited long enough. And he just tried to, by fiat, implement new immigration laws or ways of enforcing immigration laws that have the effect of implementing new immigration laws by fiat. So you end up having in this post-constitutional America this one additional example of the Constitution being ignored, the rule of law being ignored, the process and procedures and checks and balances being ignored. It's being cheerleaded on by a compliant press, and a blind eye is being turned to it by a large component of what's supposed to be the loyal opposition, the Republican Party. So here we are.
Here we are, no question about that. It's an interesting conversation that I had with another congressman about 10 years ago in his office in Washington, D.C., dealt with the concept of putting the toothpaste back in the tube. This was back in 2005 or 2006, and he said, you know, whether you believe the situation is right or wrong, he said, you got to admit, you simply can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. He was a Democrat, by the way. And he decided not to run for re-election because he didn't like the way the federal government was going, which is kind of interesting. But having said that, what is Obama? I mean, you know, there's these grandiose statements about we're going to tighten the border up and blah, blah, blah. But I don't see anything. I mean, I agree. How the heck are you going to deport 4 to 5 million people living in this country? Well, you're not. You can't do that. But what is he proposing other than grandstanding? What's he proposing as the logical way for this thing to come to a conclusion? I don't see anything.
Just by looking at it from a common sense lens, in fact, this isn't going to make things better. It's going to make things worse. Because unless and until you secure the border, and I realize there are a great number of people who believe that we should have free movement of peoples across borders. But as Milton Friedman indicated, you simply cannot have open borders and a welfare state at the same time. The two things are inconsistent, but that's where we are. Well, if you don't first do something to control your border, and then you then come do an amnesty program. Now, again, let's not lose sight of the fact there are two different issues here. One is, should you have some sort of amnesty program slash comprehensive immigration reform program? Hey, that is a policy matter. And then second, what's the legal and constitutional way to go about doing that? So these are two separate issues, but Mr. Obama has lumped them all together here, and this is what we're discussing. But if you don't first control the border, and you then send out this signal that if you can make it to this country, you're going to be regularized, you're going to get amnesty, you're going to get work permits or green cards or a path to citizenship or whatever, you're not going to just take care of, quote-unquote, you know, these 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, however many there really are out there, illegal aliens who are hiding in the shadows, so to speak. You're going to be sending the world, the entire world, this message. If you can get here, you're going to get that too. It's not, you're not going to end a problem. You're going to be lighting a match to it. You're going to be incenting other people who find themselves in an economically disadvantaged situation, wanting to stream across our border and take advantage of the programs here and the jobs here, such as they are at this point, because that's going to be the word. Because frankly, as lackluster as the United States economy is at this point, compared to the rest of the world, this is the land of milk and honey. You know, we're a country in South America and Central America. I know firsthand from talking to very informed people, you know, the word, they look at amazement and say, this is a place where poor people drive cars. This is a place where poor people frequently are overweight. This is a place, you know, compared to the rest of the world, this is a great standard of living here. So there's going to be a never-ending stream of people that can get here, that will come here, if they can. And we've told them, Mr. Obama has told them by this action, if you can get here, and you can come up with some sort of a compelling story, then, and this, you go back to earlier this year when we were talking about the word being out for streams and streams of hundreds of thousands of so-called minor children from Central America and South America streamed across the border because the word was out. If you could get here and you got to cross the border and you said one of five or six different things to the Border Patrol, you got to get stayed. Now, are any of those people being held in holding facilities? Are they being processed? No. They were put on buses and vehicles and dispersed around the country, and now and airplanes, and Mr. Obama is putting out the word that that not only are the people that are already here going to get regularized in some sort of way, even if they came here illegally, then you are, by definition, sending out a price signal. To use the economic terms for Corlin Economic Report, you're sending out a price signal. If you can get here, you can get, you know, you can stay, you can get in the system, you go to a hospital, you go to an emergency room for a hospital, you get those benefits, you go to, if you sign up for any number of social services and the like, and you're into the system, and once you're here, you get to stay. So guess what? Is that going to send more or less to come? I think the answer is obvious.
Well, and the fact of the matter here, Glenn, is that by the stroke of his pen, Obama essentially is allowing about 5 million illegal aliens to essentially become citizens in some form or another. And this is a groundbreaking document, I believe, that Obama signed through, and it is changing the landscape of immigration. It's also infuriating the Republicans from what I've been reading, and I think it all just will come to a head and be a huge topic when the next elections come in a couple of years. And maybe this will work out in his benefit, maybe it won't. Unfortunately, Glenn, we are out of time for this segment, but we're going to be back with you in the next segment. So everybody Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your week.
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second segment here on the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are continuing our chat with Glenn Downs. Glenn, I had to cut you off last segment due to time constraints, but I want to open up the floor back to you. I had made the comment that the Republicans are infuriated, and I think that we will have to wait and see until the next election to see what's going to happen. I know you have some comments on what the Republicans are able to do and what they actually might do. You want to explain it to us, please?
Sure, Corey. Yeah, obviously this is going to be an issue. This and other things will be an issue in the next election, but much sooner than that, perhaps as soon as the lame duck session of Congress comes back into session after Thanksgiving, we'll find out what the reaction of elected Republicans right now, currently controlling the House of Representatives right now, and in the Senate in January, will be thinking and doing about it immediately. This is really exposed Mr. Obama's executive action, which took place, by the way, after the House and Senate had recessed for Thanksgiving. So I think that was obviously by design. So we didn't get an immediate reaction on the floor of the House or the Senate. But there's a real divide within the Republican Party about what to do about this immigration issue. And frankly, the Republican leadership in Washington, D.C., and the contributor class on K Street and Wall Street have got a very different view about the efficacy of regularizing or giving amnesty to all the current existing immigrants who are here illegally. They have a different attitude than the rank-and-file elected Republicans do, or many of the rank-and-file Republicans do. And, of course, an out-and-term Republican voters are a completely different page than the kind of Republican leadership here in Washington, D.C. So there seems to be a desire right now on a messaging level to put out the word that we are very upset with this, that we don't think Obama has followed the Constitution and is following the law and the like. But there's not at all a consensus about what, if anything, to do about it. I think the Republican leadership would like to do not much about it because, frankly, they are in favor of comprehensive immigration reform, quote, end quote. They're not in favor of doing it this way, the way Obama did it, so procedurally, let's make that clear. But as a matter of practice, I think they'd like to take this issue off of the table for the 2016 elections vis-a-vis the Democrats. And frankly, that would make a lot of the contributor class very happy. So this would be a way to show, they'd like to show outrage but not do very much about it. But their caucus and the voters that send their caucus to Washington may not let them get away with it. We'll see. You know, one potential tactic might be that you see out of the Republican caucus here in Washington is to file yet another lawsuit. You know, the Republicans have just filed a lawsuit against Mr. Obama alleging about his not enforcing other kinds of laws and taking sort of unilateral actions. And this is sort of a way to make it look like we're fighting Obama, but without threatening government shutdowns. So that's a great fear in the minds of Republican leadership. So they say, hey, we'll take them to court. Now, the past record of those kinds of things have not been very successful. The courts have ruled, hey, if you've got tools and powers enumerated to you in the Constitution that you're not using to stop overreach from the executive branch, don't come talk to us. And there's a long history of these kinds of lawsuits not being very successful. But potentially, they think they might have some kind of a new angle on this, and we'll see. Professor Jonathan Turley from George Washington University is, I guess, handling the suit on behalf of the Republicans. So it might be that in order to look like we're trying to do something, quote, unquote, we might file yet another lawsuit. On the other hand, there are people that think that something needs to be done with the appropriation or spending bill to use the power of the purse to tie Mr. Obama's hands as he unilaterally tries to reshape the naturalization laws, which, of course, as I indicated, are an enumerated power in the Constitution going to the legislative branch. But we'll see. We'll see. But there's quite a bit of a firestorm around here about this today, and we'll see when they come back what, if anything, is done. But it definitely exposes cleavages within the Republican Party here in Washington and across the country.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. Obama or the puppeteer, if in fact there is a puppeteer, are very, very bright individuals. And I'm going to tell you why I believe that to be the case. Number one, you're talking about a very emotional issue here. But in addition to it being a very emotional issue, you're talking about an issue that's very important to both parties. You know, all of a sudden you get 5 million new voters or whatever the number is, you know, and obviously that's going to make a difference in future elections, point number one. Point number two, the Republicans, I think, are in disarray right now. Now, I know that in the recent elections earlier this month, there was a landslide towards the Republican side of the aisle, but I got to tell you, I don't think that's going to continue, Glenn, and the reason I say that is because you've got some very, very politically savvy people on the left side of the aisle. And I got to tell you, I'd have to say that right now, I think they're winning. We got about 2 minutes left here. Do you think I'm crazy?
Well, the old joke is that Republicans play Democrats play politics and Republicans play at politics. And Mr. Obama is a very committed, comes from a very radical past. This is not, that infuriates some people to hear it, but you know he studied under Saul Alinsky, the Chicago radical who wrote Rules for Radicals, by the way, and so a lot of what he has learned in terms of strategy over time from Alinsky and others has been this disruptive way of doing things. And now that we are into the last 2 years of Barack Obama Unplugged, where you basically don't have to face voters again, your actions won't affect the size of the Congress you deal with, or the makeup of the Congress that you deal with one way or the other, and you've got an administration largely populated with very committed, very liberal people. Remember, this is one of his great friends in life, the man who allegedly ghostwrit his biography for him, is Bill Ayers from the Weather Underground, who was convicted of blowing up a federal building. This is not, you know, the crazy randoms of a right-wing congressional staffer. These are facts, and this is the nature of the people who are running the executive branch of the United States right now.
Sad but true. Corey and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Sale is on right now at guns80.com. That's guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to continue our discussion on the amnesty situation that the president announced at the end of the week. Very, very interesting situation. As you know, I have some fairly interesting thoughts about that. We've already talked about those, though, in the first couple of segments, so we're going to get another opinion here. We're chatting right now with a gentleman by the name of Craig Bergman. Craig is a religion, politics, and cultural expert. He's the president of the Robert Morris Group. He has a syndicated radio program that appears. It's a one-hour weekly show that appears on Saturdays, if I'm not mistaken. He was very instrumental also in Ron Paul's campaign back in 2008. As he is a political consultant, we were chatting off mic with Craig, and Corey and I both think that his opinions about this amnesty situation are definitely worth sharing. Craig, how do you feel about all of this?
Well, I feel vindicated because I've been telling everyone two things for about 2 years. The first part I said is Obama's going to do it, and then the Republicans are going to go along with it and make it even worse. And we've already seen A, and here comes B.
No, Craig, this, I guess, wasn't necessarily a big surprise that Obama did sign this in, but I think the fact of the matter is he doesn't have very much support in this whole amnesty, I guess, debate, we could call it. But he's going about it with his own agenda, and that just speaks volumes to what he has done while in office, I think. What are your comments?
Well, I think you brought up two interesting points there. I'm going to hit the latter one first. I see all these memes on Facebook and social media where they say Obama is a failure, his administration is a failure, it's a catastrophe. Are you kidding me? He's the most brilliant, effective president in the history of the Republic because he's completely ignored the rule of law and no one has held him to account for it. He has accomplished almost everything he set out to accomplish in fundamentally transforming America. So he's brilliant and a success beyond measure. And that's the real problem, because that brings up the second point, which is the one I was making earlier. The Republicans, they aren't going to do anything about it. And I submit it's not because they are also weak and ineffective and a failure, but they want to go right along with him. Look at what Jeb Bush, the, quote, front runner on the establishment side for president, said. He said the Republicans had better get on board with amnesty. I mean, let's just surrender the Republic immediately, folks. Why are we even pretending?
Well, that's an interesting point that you're bringing up. Now, from a political standpoint, the Latino vote is important, okay? And it's, I'm not sure if the president declared this amnesty, and I know a lot of our listeners might find out where I live and start throwing rocks at my windows when I say this. I'm not sure that he just did this to solidify the Latino vote. I think it's much deeper than that with the president. And I'm not commenting on him as a man. I'm simply saying that I really don't agree with his policy, Craig. The problem that I have with this is that we have certain rules and regulations in the United States dealing with immigration. Well, millions of people have snuck into our country illegally, and now a situation has occurred and a policy is in effect where they're all going to be given amnesty. Well, on the one hand, you can say, you know, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. When you have upwards of 10 million people that fall into this category, it's pretty hard to deport 10 million people. There's no question about that. And I have to say that from what I've read about the president's actions, I don't approve it, the action necessarily, because I think that it should have been a little more stringent in terms of the penalty that they had to pay. And I do also believe, Craig, that we're in a situation right now where the president is going it alone, and he really doesn't seem to care what other people in government think. He certainly doesn't seem to care about what Congress thinks.
Well, gosh, you brought up 12 points there. I don't even know if we have time to trace them all down in any substance whatsoever. So I'm just going to machine gun on them, and I'll start in reverse order what's clear on my mind. First, he's not going it alone. As I said, the Republicans are actually in concert with him, pretending to play a game of chess when they're on the same side. When both parties are on the same side, you cannot lose. Second, it is all about the election. It is about making sure that our next two presidents are Hillary Clinton for 8 years and George P. Bush after that, giving the Republicans back control after we have the Hispanic Republican elected to office. So this is all about family. It's about dynasty. This is how kings rule peasants. This is how the world has operated. This is what I call the old world order, and they are attempting to reestablish in America and extinguish the new world order for the ages, and it's just going to be a blip in the history of the world.
Craig, I got to tell you, and Corey, you know, that's something that hasn't been brought up in all the discussions that we've had off mic and on mic about that particular situation. I personally agree with Craig.
I think it's a great point that Craig brings up, too, is that it is going back to, I guess, this old world order, as you mentioned it, Craig, and this, I guess, mentality to bring us down the road that I don't think is going to be good for the country moving forward at all, especially when you see some of the moves being made by countries out east.
Well, you know, let's be very candid. Cloward Piven wrote the plan to break the republic system and implement socialism via violence, force, and catastrophe because they knew people were never going to vote for it. They watched the history of Germany and Russia and China, and they said, you can't get that to happen in America. It's got to be suicide. And we're drinking the poison every day. And I don't care what conspiracy theories you're under or anything like that. The facts are self-evident. We have lost the rule of law, and that was the point we brought up offline. I'm going to hit it real quick here just to make sure we have it broadcast on the air. What the president did was fully legal. He is the officer who has both edges of the sword. He is able to say, this is whom I will prosecute, and this is whom I will pardon or have mercy upon. And the scripture tells us, the Lord says, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. So what the president did was totally legal. In the same way that slavery was legal, or in the same way that sending people to concentration camps in Germany was legal. We all know it was unjust. We all know it was unlawful. There's a difference between law and legality, and we've lost that in America. American law schools haven't taught Blackstone in half a century.
Craig, I'd like you to do me a favor. We've got about 2 minutes left here. I'd like you to elaborate on your comment. There's a difference between law and legality. That's an important point.
Certainly. I put it this way on my show all the time, and I remind people because you get new listeners all the time who've never heard it. But this is it summed up in 60 seconds. Man creates statutes. They can create constitutional statutes, administrative statutes, federal statutes, state, all different levels of government. But if it is written by the pen of man, it is a statute. Law is natural, self-evident, revealed by our Creator, unalienable, unalterable. It simply is. It is, as Christ said, my people hear my voice and they know the truth. And Pontius Pilate said, what is truth? Stolzen said, of course, that the lie supports violence and violence supports the lie. And we are living in a lie. And therefore, statutes are either in harmony with the law or they are in rebellion against the law. But we have to return to a lawful society, and we have to even know what that means to get back there.
I would agree 100%. We have to know what it means. You know, it's a situation right now, unfortunately, that a lot of people say is pure, simply black and white. It's wrong or it's right. Those are the two sides of the argument. I like your argument better, Craig, and the reason I say that is because it makes a lot of sense. I believe I totally understand why the president took this action, okay? I think he took this action because he felt it was the correct thing to do. I think that when one stops and realizes what you're saying about the Republicans are basically not doing anything except ruffling their tail feathers in a big way, I think then people will understand the gravity of this situation. I think that's very, very important. But Craig, I got to tell you, I appreciate the fact that you brought that up. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. And one of our more popular guests, for lack of better terms, on the show right now, Bob Moriarty. You know, Bobby and I and Corey were talking off mic about subject matter for this segment, et cetera, et cetera. And Bob said something that really I thought was very, very interesting. He said, you know, Al, the world is in a revolution and most people don't even realize it. You know, that comment came out of my asking him, what do you think about the executive action that our president took? Well, we know what Glenn Downs thinks about it. We know what others think about it. Robert, what do you think about it?
Well, the heart of this is everybody looks at the world through their own eyes and as far as the horizon exists. But because you see what's around you within a few hundred meters doesn't mean that's the world. That's just what you see of the world. If you step back, you realize there's a revolution absolutely going on in Europe with riots in Italy, riots in Greece, riots in Spain. The ECB just came out today and said, okay, Japan, if you think you can destroy your currency faster than we can, I'm going to show you a new trick. We can destroy it faster than you can. And not to be outdone, the Chinese turned around and said, well, we can destroy it faster than you can, Europe. You've got these swings. Let me put this in perspective. The swing in the value of the euro today, the last time I looked, was 1.2%. Okay? What does that mean in real terms? Well, the futures market in currencies is $5.3 trillion a day. Now, the euro, which I think is 58% of the value of the dollar index, 1.2% change in a day is about $50 billion. I mean, that's a big move, okay? You could have bought all of the above-ground 999 silver in the year 2000 for about $4 billion, okay? The value of the entire resource industry back then was about $2.5 billion. There are swings going on in markets that are absolutely incredible, and of course, they're going to have a negative effect down the road. But if you look at the United States, I mean, everybody knows Ferguson
is about to blow sky high, and I'm not going to take sides and say either side is wrong or either side is wrong, but the government's fixing to whack some people up inside the head.
Bob, there are clearly issues all over the world, and this end of empire mentality is something that I think it's hard to disagree with. But my question to you is, if we're seeing all these countries around the world showing all these different signs of weakness and essentially engaging in currency wars on a regular basis now, who is going to come out on top of all of this?
Well, anybody who takes actions to protect their financial interests, there has been an absolutely wonderful rally in the stock market from March of 2009 until today. And everybody says, well, it's been doing it for 5 years, so it's going to do it for the next 5 years. And that absolutely is not true. The stock market's going to top out one of these days, and it's going to crash. Strange enough, and I can't think of who it is, even though we just posted an article, somebody who's not particularly an economist just wrote an article that said you need to have 60% of your money in bonds. Well, bonds are the highest price they've been in history. You put 60% of your money in bonds, it's going to go to money heaven here real soon.
I happen to agree with that 100%, and that's why I am announcing, certainly on the weekend show and on daily editorials that we're doing, that I've decided I'm going to get back into the resource sector in a couple of ways. Number one, on Monday, I'm going to buy some silver. I'm not going to buy the paper product. I'm going to buy the real thing, the kind of silver you can touch. In addition to that, on Wednesday, since I give a 3-day notice every time I'm going to, you know, purchase a stock of a company, whether they're a sponsor company or whether they're a company that we talk about, you know, keeping with that promise to everybody, I'm also next Wednesday going to buy some shares in a company called Claude Resources. Claude Resources will be the subject of our next interview, and I think you'll realize after that interview why I'm going to do that. I think it's time to slowly get back in the resource sector. Don't construe this as being investment advice, because I'm not a registered investment advisor. That's just what I'm doing right now. And Bob, I think you'd probably have to agree with me.
Well, if there's a really good website out there called 3-2-1 Gold.
I'm sorry.
What's 3-2-1 Gold.
3-2-1 Gold. I don't think I've ever seen that.
No, I'll spell it for you if you need me to. I've been trying to say for the last month and a half that we're seeing all the indications of the bottom. Now, here's what's funny. Since the 7th of November, the GDXJ is up 25%. Now, for all the guys who are saying gold's gone to $800 an ounce, we've had this really marvelous opportunity since the first week of November when the Japanese came in, announced QE Infinity, and the Japanese yen crashed and the Japanese stock market took off and the dollar exploded. It trashed gold, and you had major gold stocks down 10, 15, 20% in a day. I saw that happen in May of 1970, and they had something called the Nifty 50, and you had the really big stocks, IBM, ATT, ITT, Avon, Ling, Temco, Boss, and everybody said the Nifty 50 will never crash. Well, everything else crashed except the Nifty 50, and then in late May of 1970, the Nifty 50 started going down 25% in a day. We had capitulation at the end of October, 1st of November, and that's what marks bottoms. Now, here's what's funny. Do you know who Tony Robbins is?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay, he's a self-help guru, and he's an interesting guy, and he's charming to listen to, but what does he know about investments? And my response would be nothing. He's certainly not an investment guru, and he's saying you need to put 55% of your money into long-term bonds, 15% in intermediate terms, 40% in long terms. And I'm sitting here thinking, here's a guy who's never made a penny for anybody as an investment advisor who's saying people should put their money in bonds at the lowest interest rates in history. And I'm thinking, if that ain't a bell ringing, I don't know what is. When the market goes, and we know it's going to, and the bond market knows, and we know it's going to, and the world economy collapses, and we know it's going to, Then you want to own some resources.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, I get a lot of respect for Tony Robbins in the sense that he is a self-help guru and he's very successful. The only he's indirectly made a lot of people a lot of money who follow his advice. He actually has made himself a ton of money also. But this kind of reminds me of when we were doing the interview, Bob, about 6 months ago, about an inmate in San Quentin who's basically giving investment advice, and people are listening to the guy. I mean, come on, taxi cab drivers, barbers, etc. You know, no disrespect to cab drivers. I was one at one time when I was in school. No disrespect to barbers. I love them to death. But the fact of the matter is, come on, when everybody gets on the bandwagon, that is a sure sign of an impending top.
Well, let me give you a number that's going to surprise you. I was the one who pointed out the guru of San Quentin in mid-July. How much has the Dow gone up in percentage terms? Now, it hit a record high today. How much has it gone up in percentage terms since the high in July?
You're the mathematician.
What is it, Bob?
It's about 4%. Okay, so we're looking at a record high, but the fact of the matter is it's not very much higher than it was back then. We have a rolling top going on, and it's no big deal that it's higher today than it was a month ago or it was in July. When that rolls over and goes down, there's a lot of people who are going to get destroyed. If you think of a top spinning, the term for top spinning is called entropy. And basically, entropy says that over time, things become more unstable. The instability in the world today is staggering. The change in the value of the euro today alone is staggering. The Swiss franc changed in value 1.26% today. Now, you just simply cannot do business intelligently in a world where currencies are changing 1.2% a day. So we got some bad things coming, and it would be a good time to be exceptionally conservative.
I agree 1,000%. And I think that how Al Corlin is going to be exceptionally conservative is put a little money into something you can touch and feel, and that is the resource sector. Stick around. We're going to be back with another hour of the Weekend Edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.